Hello and welcome to episode one of Miss Bossy Boots, inspiring leadership for women in business. My name is Stacey Morgan. I'm the principal of Port Macquarie Performing Arts, a dance school on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jane Hilston. Jane is the managing director of Dragonfly Marketing, a marketing agency that helps small businesses grow. How you doing, Jane?
Stace, I'm really well.
Today we're talking about our 12 fundamentals for successful leadership in business. These fundamentals are going to be the backbone of the podcast. We chose them because they not only inspire us, but they hopefully are something that's going to inspire you as well.
We chose these fundamentals largely drawing on our own experiences.
They're a mixture of our strengths and our weaknesses, things that we do well in business and things that we'd really like to do better. But before we get stuck into the fundamentals, we'd love to remind you to subscribe to the Miss Bossy Boots podcast on iTunes.
You can also leave us a rating or review, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Miss Bossy Boots podcast.
So let's get stuck straight in.
Okay, our first fundamental is contribution and the art of contribution.
We started to think about businesses that we respect and that we admire, and they're often businesses that have a really clear vision for the bigger picture and not only contribute just to their local community but to the world as a whole. So when we're talking about contribution, we're thinking about contributing to our tribe, contributing to our customers' lives, contributing to our life as a business leader, and thinking about how businesses can be really big picture, how we can make an impact on the big scheme of things in a big way. Our second fundamental is finding your why.
Finding your why is a bit of a trending topic at the moment, but it is so fundamental in setting the overall vision for what you're trying to achieve with your business. Most people will be familiar with the Simon Sinek YouTube video, which has been viewed by millions of people throughout the world, about finding your why. And this for business owners, I believe, is fundamental to understanding why they get out of bed each morning and do what they do within their business.
And it's often the starting point for a lot of people's business as well. Sometimes the why can be something that is the trigger point. You say, I'd really like to get this done. How do I go about it? And then the business is born. And for others, they find it along the way.
Yes, it's on so many different levels. But essentially, if you can't answer to yourself why you are doing this, you perhaps need to reconsider what you're doing.
Exactly. So we hope to be interviewing people who are really strong on their why and to find out how they developed that and where it came from.
Yes. So our third fundamental is growth.
And we're talking not only about business growth, but about you as a business leader and how you're growing as a person from the experience of running a business.
So that's, you know, growth in terms of your financials, absolutely. But growth in terms of your operations, you know, when you're growing financially, what does that mean as a business in terms of other growth that you might experience?
Are you adding extra people to your team? Do you have to move to a big office? Do you actually have to move out of your study at home and into a premise that you then have to pay for? And then what impact does that have on the business itself? But we're also very interested to talk to people in business who are really big on personal growth, who find that professional development is a really important part of the way that they run their business. So we're going to be looking at growth from a couple of different angles.
And Stace, I'm really excited about exploring the growth as a person, because yes, I personally invest in a lot of professional development, but do you know, I think I've grown emotionally so much as part of the journey of being a business owner.
For sure. And I'm very interested to hear those stories that go along. I've got a few of my own too, but I'm interested to hear your stories for growth. Our fourth fundamental is innovation.
Innovation is a great topic, and I'm sure that we will have lots of people to interview about this particular topic and fundamental. So we want to explore innovation from, you know, creating new products and new things. But that's not where innovation is limited to. You know, innovation is about improving an existing service or improving an existing process, creating something that's new from something that's existing, as well as creating something new completely from scratch. Innovation, I think we both believe, is so fundamental in growing your business and remaining relevant, particularly in this day and age where technology dictates so much of how we can operate a business. Okay, our fifth fundamental explores productivity.
And we don't really have much to say about productivity other than getting stuff done. I'm very time poor, as I'm sure many of our listeners are. And Jane, you're just as busy as anybody I know. And it's how we get things done on our day-to-day that really make the difference for our business and make the difference to our bottom line. I'm really keen to learn from experts and from business leaders that are doing it well to find out how they can lead their teams to work productively and also how they can work productively themselves.
It's crucial. It's absolutely crucial in creating a sustainable business to have that productivity down pat.
Our sixth fundamental is making it happen. And if anybody knows how to make stuff happen, it's you, Jane. I've never seen anyone with as much energy when it comes to business. So we're going to be talking not only to you, but also to other experts about how they make it happen.
Stace, I think you're in the same boat there. We both make it happen. Look, the biggest thing to explore here is just inspiring people, I think, to just do it. Just get on with it. Just start.
Yep.
You know, we'll look at things like setting goals, about assessing risks, you know, and hopefully speak to a lot of people in this space that will really demonstrate that it's actually fine just to start from somewhere. You don't have to have everything in place to roll out the perfect business from day one, or the perfect product, or the perfect service. Generally, you start somewhere, you make it happen, and you refine it from there.
For sure. And I'm keen to hear how people turn their passion into something that's actually happening. Because lots of people have passion for their business, but when it comes to getting things done and the day-to-day of how that happens, some people lack that link in between. So I'm really keen to talk to some people that are doing it really well.
And that's it. And at the end of the day, the difference between someone who owns and runs a successful business and someone that just has an idea about having a successful business is the ability to make it happen. Our seventh fundamental, Stace, addresses values.
And this is going to be a question not just for businesses and the values that people have within their business, but the values that you have as a leader as well. If we're inspiring business leadership, we have to be really clear on the values that we have for our life and the values that we're bringing to our business. So we're going to be exploring with key people who do values really well, what they stand for, who they are, and how they bring that to their business. And speaking of people in key leadership areas, our eighth fundamental is leading people.
Stace, this is where the idea of the podcast began. One of my favourite quotes is from Sheryl Sandberg, the CEO of Facebook. And she famously wrote in her book entitled Lean In that she would like to see more, and I'm paraphrasing this, she would like to see more little girls who are told that they are bossy to instead be told that they have strong leadership skills. I don't know about you, Stace, but I was always referred to as a bossy boots.
I am still always referred to as a bossy boots.
Yes, that's probably very true. So whilst, you know, we certainly don't want to encourage a negative approach to bossing people around.
No. And yeah, we're definitely looking at a positive spin on it.
And that's
and a compliment.
We're very passionate about this particular issue. So we're going to be looking at how we can lead people effectively. Lead people within our organisation, but lead within our business community. Lead within
our industry.
Our industries, full stop, yeah. You know, we'll look at the benefits of leading by example. And look, Stace, I'm so looking forward to interviewing some of the great leaders that we can identify not only in our local business community, but, you know, within Australia and the world. You know, there's so many fabulous leaders out there, and I think there's so much to learn off all of them.
And eventually interviewing Sheryl as well.
I think so. And that leads us to introduce fundamental number 9, which is about inspiring your tribe.
And this may sound really easy on paper, but really when it comes down to it, we want to be able to inspire not only our customers, but also our staff and our team. If we have a dream that we wake up every morning wanting to fulfill, it's important that we then are able to pass that on to our staff so that they can in turn pass that on to our customers. And once we've managed to do that, what comes next? We have to also inspire our stakeholders. We have to inspire our community. We have to inspire the media, inspiring our tribe to be able to sing from our song sheet. And then to a fundamental which makes up part of every business leader's life, and that is balance.
Work-life balance. Stace, you and I are both working mothers. My goodness. I think we have about 10 podcasts just with you and I talking about trying to achieve work-life balance. Look, I don't think we will try and prove that there is such a thing. Mm-hmm. What we will do is aim to speak to a range of people who are addressing this fundamental in a positive fashion and see what we can learn to help others along the way.
And might I add, we are going to speak to men and women in regards to balance, because I think there isn't a balance when it comes to that question. I think it's only ever women that are asked how they balance family and home.
Yes,
it life is. With their business. So.
Yes, and we both know that there's plenty of men in business who are also aspiring to achieve that balance. Fundamental number 11 will address collaboration.
This one I'm really excited about because I love collaborating with other businesses and other business owners. This podcast itself is a collaboration, and I'm really interested to see how different businesses are able to collaborate in partnerships or alliances with other businesses in their local communities or on a global scale, and how we as business owners can get more involved with the people in our community that are our competition, how we can work together for the benefit of our community.
Stace, that's one that I feel really strongly about. There's several professionals that I collaborate with who could fundamentally be classed as competition. It's so much easier and so much more effective, and everybody wins when you're actually teaming up with some of these people and working out, you know, what each other's strengths are and really leveraging that to actually produce a much better result than you could as a single entity.
Because when it comes down to it, these are the people that share your passion. These are the people that have the same interests that you do. So why not collaborate with them? We'll be exploring that too. And our final fundamental is sustainability.
So we're going to look at sustainability from a growth perspective. How do we achieve longevity within our business? How will we set goals to motivate us to keep going? How will we motivate our staff along the way? How will we ensure that we are here in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time?
And I think along the way, we'll also be able to tackle sustainability from an environmental perspective on how different businesses are making their impact on the world.
Yeah.
So that about wraps it up. That's our 12 fundamentals, and that's what we're going to be exploring in the Miss Bossy Boots podcast. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride.
Don't forget, we'd love for you to subscribe to us on iTunes and be the first to hear our podcasts as they are released every fortnight.
We'd love you to leave us a rating or review. That's going to help us share this podcast with as many business leaders as possible.
And of course, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Miss Bossy Boots Podcast.
We're launching into our first interview for our next episode, and we hope you can join us then. Thanks so much, Jane.
Thanks, Stace.